Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're going to chat a little bit about the recent Center for Ag and Rural Development Farmland Value Survey that was released last week. 1 year after skyrocketing 29%, the average value of an acre of Iowa farmland jumped another 17% this past survey. That is over $1,500 to an average of $11,411 per acre statewide. The nominal value of an acre of farmland is again higher this year than at any point since ISU began surveying values in 1941, and when adjusting for inflation, this average value surpasses the previous inflation-adjusted record value set in 2013 for the first time. Inflation was a major factor that drove the increase last year, according to Wendong Zhang, the Associate Professor of Economics and faculty affiliate for Center for Ag and Rural Development at ISU. But it was not the major factor, as commodity prices, limited land supply, and low interest rates through the summer were the major factors in that rise seen again this year. For the second year in a row, all 99 of Iowa's counties showed an increase in land values in the survey. However, for the first time in almost a decade, Scott County did not report the highest overall value. O'Brien County topped the list this year, reporting a 20.6% increase, with average values soaring to $16,531. As we look closer to home, here in Cass County, values went up 21.2% from a reported average valuation of $8,691 last year to an average valuation of $10,530 for the 2022 land value survey. For the district here in southwest Iowa, it is up 22% overall. Values in the survey showing $9,264 average value per acre, with a range anywhere from $11,000 to $6,000, depending on high, medium, and low-grade farmland. As you look at a map of the state, pretty much all of western Iowa increased in value over 20% from the 2021 to the 2022 survey. Again, the most frequently mentioned positive factor influencing the land market was higher commodity prices. Limited land supply and low interest rates were the second and third most frequently mentioned factors. Other factors included cash on hand, high credit availability, strong yields, a good farm economy, and strong demand. The most frequently mentioned negative factor was interest rate hikes. Others noted factors including higher input costs, stock market volatility, and economic uncertainty. Land values were determined by the survey conducted in November by the Center for Ag and Rural Development at Iowa State and Iowa State University Extension. Results from this survey are consistent with results of recent surveys by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, Realtors Land Institute, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Iowa State Land Value Survey is based on reports by ag professionals knowledgeable about land market conditions, such as appraisers, farm managers, ag lenders, and actual land sale data, and is intended to provide information on general land value trends, geographical price relationships, and other factors, including Iowa land market. If you would like all the details of that survey, you can visit the Center for Ag Rural Development, or you can search Iowa Farmland Value Survey on the Iowa State University Extension website. We do also have copies of that data here in the Extension office if you would like to check that out. We're now going to turn our attention for a minute to the projected colder weather coming up. Iowa State has several resources to help folks prepare and cope with cooler weather. One of our recurring challenges is keeping the water from freezing. Keeping water thawed requires adequate heat to keep the temperature of water above freezing. And the three most common approaches used by homeowners and farmers in the winter include adding a heating device, insulating to conserve heat, and adding heat by bringing in warmer water. Any lines that can be emptied for winter, such as sprinkler lines, empty buildings, pasture water lines, garden hoses, etc., should be disconnected and drained. Compressed air can help remove water from some low spots that cannot be drained by gravity. Before extreme cold temperatures arrive, remember to remove garden hoses from hydrants and outside faucets on your home. Connected hoses can trap water and cause freezing, even in faucets designed to be freeze-proof, especially as we get in the very frigid temperatures that are projected in the next week. Also pay attention to your household water pipes in exterior walls, as those can also freeze in extreme weather. Make sure there is sufficient insulation between the outside of the wall and the water pipe. Remove insulation between the inside room and the pipes, or open doors if necessary to get household heat to the pipes. In extreme cases, letting a trickle of water run all night will consistently replace the cold water in the pipes with fresh, warm water if you have pipes that are in extreme danger of freezing. If you do have water pipes in unheated locations, they may need extra heat. In a small enclosed space, like a well pit or pump house, an electric heater or heat lamp may be sufficient. You can even add a thermostatic plug adapter to turn heat sources on and off depending on outdoor temperatures. Be sure and think safety first and keep heating devices a safe distance from any flammable objects, and make sure they're not touching walls or in any place where they could overheat or short circuit. Adding insulation to a pump house or well pit can also conserve the heat that is already present. In more open areas like unheated buildings or crawl spaces, you may need to localize the added heat. Long strips of electrical resistance heating cable, commonly known as heat tape, can be applied directly to the pipe. Some heat tapes include built-in thermostats that will turn them off as weather warms up. And as with all things, please follow the instructions from the manufacturer. Read them carefully when installing heat tape. You never want to apply heat tape over itself by double wrapping or over or under pipe insulation unless specifically recommended by the manufacturer, otherwise you could cause electrical issues or house fires. Even buried underground water pipes can be subject to freezing. Problems usually arise when soil in a new waterline trench has not fully settled, or when construction removes too much soil or soil settles. If you have a buried waterline that is at risk because of fresh backfill or a thin soil cover, you can add insulation on top of the ground in the form of hay, leaves, or even snow piled over the waterline. And again, in extreme cases, letting a small flow of water run continuously through the pipe can supply enough groundwater heat to keep a line open. Remember that the risk period may last for days or even weeks beyond the extreme cold weather until ground heat can migrate back up to the water line, so a more long-term solution is preferable. If you have livestock, those water tanks can be difficult to keep thawed. If you have electricity available, a submersible electric trough, tank, or bucket heater can help. For safe operation, use a power supply with a third ground wire. A ground fault circuit interrupter will also help provide additional electrical safety. If electricity is not available, liquid propane gas stock tank heaters are available, although more expensive, and these units feature a small propane burner inside a vented submersible metal pipe. Constant water flow tanks will add heat with the continuous flow of warmer water, but an adequate drain must be provided for the overflow water to prevent mud and ice from building up around the tank. Again, proper preparation now and paying attention to vulnerable areas in your home and barn areas will help keep those waters flowing as we get into this extreme cold weather. Also, as a quick reminder, the Cass County Extension office will be closed tomorrow and Friday, the 22nd and 23rd of December, for the inclement weather and for staff holiday. We will reopen with normal hours on Tuesday, December 27th. We hope all of you have a safe and happy holiday season and stay warm and healthy in these extreme cool temperatures that are being forecast. For more information on upcoming events and activities, please visit the Cass County Extension website. You can give us a call during normal business hours, 712-243-1132, or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.